Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
What a lovely song. What a lovely song to start off our afternoon. A very good afternoon to you. My name is Luko Mukwedi Phuthi. It's quite a busy one today as I come through standing in Mpumalanga this afternoon. It is, of course, the DVAC Youth Summit. If you haven't heard about it, taking place in Soweto this afternoon. And so I'll be talking to a couple of guests at the summit today with our team reporting live from Soweto this afternoon. Maybe just to give you a bit of a background, or just to tell you what it's all about. The DVAC Youth Summit is a tri-annual highlight offering inspiration and guidance to South Africa's young generation across a diverse spectrum of industries, including transport, construction and building, energy, water, finances and investment, ICT and telecommunication, agriculture and more, designed to arm these aspiring individuals with the knowledge, the skills and resources essential for successful careers. The summit congregates top-tier industry professionals and experts to provide invaluable advice and mentorship. Through engaging panel discussions, hands-on workshops, and interactive activities, the event ensures that the youth, yep, it's Youth Month, it ensures that the youth are equipped with the requisite tools to thrive in their chosen field. Beyond the acquisition of technical know-how, the DVAC Youth Summit fosters the creation of meaningful relationships among attendees, forging connections with both peers and established industry professionals, networking activities, mentoring sessions, and immersive industry visits offer an insider's view of the diverse sectors, enriching the attendees with valuable insights and connections. Today's summit is brought to you by Gautrain and Sasol. And today we are so excited to be having a conversation with the Executive Director of Sealed Group and DVAC Invest, Mr. Richard Marek. Good afternoon, sir, and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Lovely to have you with me this afternoon. Maybe let's first talk about who your organization is and what role you play. Of course, you're the executive director. So who is Sealed Group and DVAC Invest Africa?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. So Sealed Group is a business intelligence and a consultancy corporation that looks at different industry sectors and looking at how do we make a difference within these industry sectors. More importantly, we work in, you know, with the public sector and the private sector and projects around infrastructure, education, renewable energies, construction, agriculture, and also looking into the technologies around EVs and hydrogen with the advent of hydrogen mobility. So that is one part of the sister company, which is DVAC Invest Africa. DVAC standing for Development of the African Continent.
Okay.
This is where we look at what we do at Sealed, putting it into a form of networking platforms. So under DVAC Invest Africa, you will find DVAC Infrastructure, DVAC Hydrogen H, DVAC Youth Summit, which we are all gathered here today for, and Next Generation Transport and Agriculture, etc. So essentially, that is where we then bring all our stakeholders that we work with across not just South Africa, but across the African continent, as we believe Africa is in an amazing place and needs attention to continue thriving.
All right, interesting. Now let's talk about the DVAC Youth Summit. How important is it for you as a company or an organization to get involved in such youth initiatives?
Absolutely. With the Youth Summit, it's something that is so dear to our hearts, because if we look at the unemployment rate and the unemployed youth in South Africa, especially with the underprivileged communities, the lack of access to information, acts of lack of, you know, access to skills development and trainings and all of these things. Some of these youngsters don't even know how to write a CV.
Yeah.
Itself. They don't even know how. Okay, past grade 12, what do I do? How do I apply for a bursary? How do I apply to go to university, or even from a career guidance? What do I go and study in university? What is my path? Things like that. So this is where the DevEd Youth Summit was then formed, to say, how do we give back to the community from a business standpoint, and how do we bring the public sector and the private sector to really delve in and look at our youth? And because at the end of the day, these youngsters are the future of South Africa and Africa.
True.
This is where the next CEO of, for example, the IDC, the next CEO of Caltrain, or the technical director of Shell, you know, things like that. But it all starts at grassroots, empowering them, giving them that opportunity. Because obviously we've gone through to all the underprivileged communities, where we've actually found out that, you know, there is bright minds, there's inventors, there's scientists there, but they don't have access to information. They don't have access to the training. So this youth summit actually brings that to the table, bringing all the stakeholders. I mean, we have different companies supporting us right now. Obviously, our main partner is a Caltrain Management Agency that have actually helped, you know, bring this vision to something that is very tangible. Okay. And obviously, thanking the CEO of Caltrain Management Agency, Mr. Tipa Hope, who has a passion for the youth. And we collaborate and say, what can we do to upskill these youngsters, take them out from the sort of situation, because their current situations does not determine their future. So this is why we put together a platform where we can engage them, give them guidance, give them mentorship opportunities, give them, we're moving into training trying to open up training facilities in the underprivileged community to equip these young future leaders of tomorrow.
Maybe, sir, let's talk about post the summit as well. I see you've brought the summit to the people, obviously, but post this as well, what is it that DevEd does to ensure that the skills are imparted in these young people? And by the way, is your focus primarily young people, or is it much broader than that?
So it is focused on the young people, the future leaders. So from the matric side of things into the, you know, the university youth itself. So what we are saying here, post the youth summit, we are calling out to all public stakeholders and private stakeholders, because we have a mission to open up training centers. We have already commenced, with partners like Pastor Angie herself, to say, we want to upskill this. We want these training centers. And obviously, funding is always one of, the key drawbacks. We're calling out all the CETAs as well to accredit these youngsters as we start these training centers itself. So we are going beyond just a youth summit into these training facilities, so that we're able to equip and upskill these youngsters for a better future.
I love the sound of that. Now, I see, Mr. Richard, that this is held in Gauteng, and I think it's important, because at the start of our conversation, you made mention of Africa as a whole. I think it's important for you to also clarify to us whether you have a particular targeted province or place in Africa, or is this open to anyone around Africa for that matter?
Absolutely. So we advocate for Pan-Africanism itself, and we are calling out to the whole of Africa. We target the whole of Africa. We've made strides to partner with the Moroccan government itself for skills exchange, where we will be taking some of our youth from South Africa to Morocco from a skills exchange perspective, and the Moroccan government will be bringing some of those youth down to South Africa for skills exchange.
Wow!
So we are talking each and every country in Africa, like I said, development of the African continent. And the only way we can develop Africa is through collaboration and skills transfer.
True. Thank you so much, sir. But before I let you go, I think it's important for us to get some details. I know a person listening right now might have missed the summit. By the way, is it just today or is it going on? Or is there another one that another young person can catch very soon?
Yes, absolutely. In a couple of months' time, so this one ends, it's a one-day platform, which will grow into a two-day platform because, you know, with the numbers, we've seen the numbers grow exponentially. It's of these youth that want to come and engage with the future leaders itself. So we have one coming up in October, in Transport Month, itself, and we are also looking at one where we are going to be doing it in Women's Month as well, and we are focusing on women and children and the youth itself. So they should look out. They should go onto our website www.devacyouthsummit.com. All the information will be available very soon, post this one. The dates have already been set for the summit that's going to be taking place in October.
Okay.
October month, and the dates of that one will be the 25th of October itself.
And where is that one taking place?
We are going to come back again to Soweto.
All right, not a problem. Yeah. So in order for us
the greater part is focusing on Gauteng. We are providing transport in partnership with Gautrain Management Agency and Rea Vaya, where some of them haven't been on the Gautrain itself.
Yeah.
They can take free ride with the Gautrain, have that experience itself, and partnered up with Rea Vaya, where Rea Vaya takes them from wherever they are to Soweto City. Yes.
That's amazing. So you're partnered both with Sasol and Gautrain and Rea Vaya.
Rea Vaya.
Oh, that's amazing.
So under this umbrella, we've got other partners as well, the likes of Zutari, Transnet, PRASA, the Southern African Oil and Gas Alliance, IDC themselves, JBCC. We've got Energy Water CETA. One of the CETAs that we are going to be working with, as well. We've got Transnet, Rumatel, Sanlam, Oxion, and APSA. So we've got quite a number of
It's quite big.
Absolutely. So we've got quite a number of partners that we have garnered, and we're still looking for more partners to collaborate with us in through the vision that we have with the training centers, etc.
All right. So the only way to reach you guys is through the devacsummit.co.za, you said?
.com.
All right.
.com.
Okay.
And our contact numbers are on our contact page. They can either call us or drop us an email, info@sealsd.com, sealed, which is spelled as in S for sugar, E for echo, A for alpha, L for London, Z for Zulu, E for echo, and D for delta.com.
All right, sealed, that is. Okay.
100%.
Thank you so much, Mr. Richard, and all the best as you continue with the summit. Continue doing the great work in South Africa. It's truly appreciated.
Thank you so much for your time, and we appreciate. Thank you to the listeners for listening to us, and I hope we get to see some of the youth on our next DevEx Youth Summit.
All right, then. Thanks, Emil. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076 0376345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.